Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Something Austin Eckler said about Jaden Daniels in about 20 minutes. This from Ron in Columbia. Ron writes, Kevin, that dumpster fire list was some hateful S, but not entirely wrong. The 8-game improvement stat was interesting, but can be explained by schedule strength differences. The outlier on run defense was the most telling, and you've said it, teams don't usually win as much as we did with the kind of run defense that the team exhibited last year. Yeah, what he's referring to, and most of you that responded just said, GD, that's some hateful stuff. What we're referring to is a story written by Jimmy Kempsky of the Philly Voice. And it was the first of what would become, I guess, or what will become, three sort of lists of why the teams in Philadelphia's division are going to be terrible in 2025. And the first list he did was 10 reasons the Commanders will be a dumpster fire this season. And reason number one, which is what Ron referred to, is that teams that have gone from, like a spot where Washington was 4-13 to 12-5, like an 8-game or better improvement from one season to the next, results in much more of the time than not a negative, net return on the third season. So meaning Washington was 4-13 in 2023. They were 12-5. Okay, so they had an 8-game or better improvement in, from one season to the next. And then this upcoming season, year three, will be a step back. They will not win 12 games. They will win less than 12 games. And that was the first reason why Washington will be a dumpster fire. And this guy actually put together a list of all of the teams since 1978, when the league went to a 16-game schedule, on what happened in year three after they improved by 8 games from one season to the next. And of the 17 teams Washington included, so 16 before that, basically 14 teams had a significant negative, win total. So they went from, 13-3 to 10-6, or they went from 15-1 to 11-5. So they had a big decrease in win total. One team stayed the same, and only one team out of the 16 actually gained in wins. And that was the 1998 Jets. They went from 1-15 to 9-7 and then to 12-4. Everybody else had a big step back. The biggest step backs, the 2002 Bears went from 13-3 after going 5-11 to then 4-12. The Panthers went from 7-8-1 to 15-1 in 2015, the year that Cam Newton was the MVP, and the year they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Broncos. And then the next season, they were 6-10. That was a negative 9-game difference from the year before. Now, Cam Newton got hurt and missed a bunch of games that year. So Ron was referring to the first thing is more about schedule strength. That probably plays into it, no doubt. That probably plays into it, is that you went from a terrible season, which meant that in the following season you had on paper an easy schedule, you improved, and then all of a sudden you got a very difficult schedule and you took a step back. So I'll agree with that, that has a part in the step back consistency over, we're talking about 47 years of teams that made an 8-game improvement. Now, the other part that he was talking about that was very interesting to him is also interesting to me, but I think it is something that has been obvious over the years. Reason number six as to why Washington will be a dumpster fire in 2025 is their run defense will almost certainly suck again. And this guy, Jimmy Kempski, puts together a list of the teams that had last year the top 10 worst rush defensive teams in the league. And there was only one of them of the top 10 worst rush defenses in the league that ended up with a winning record, and that was Washington at 12-5. The Panthers had the worst rush defense. This is yards allowed. They went 5-12. The Saints had the second rush defense. They went 5-12. Washington had the third worst rush defense. They went 12-5. But then it was the Cowboys at 7-10, the Bears at 5-12, the Giants at 3-14, the Titans at 3-14, the Jags at 4-13. And the only team that even sniffed something in the area of 500 or better, the Colts were 8-9, and then the Patriots were 4-13. Yes. It was a major outlier. And typically it is. If you're in the top 10 of worst rush defenses, you typically don't have a winning record. You typically are not in the postseason. And Washington was a major outlier last year. Third worst rush defense, and of the top 10, the only team that ended up with a winning record. We talked about it all season long. Not only that, the other nine teams had a 44-109 or a .288 winning percentage. I mean, they were a major outlier last year. And all during the season, remember, we talked about, God, they can't stop the run, but they keep winning. It's amazing, and we know why that was. It's because offensively, they were great. They were great offensively, and their quarterback in particular was really great. And their quarterback was really clutch also. So yeah, you know, that's, you got to be better run defense, because your schedule strength probably, the way it'll play out, it doesn't always play out this way, but more likely than not, it will be tougher. And you'll, you know, be in a situation in which you don't stop the run, you might be in that group of teams with a losing record. Now, I would suggest to you also that that list includes teams that did not have good offenses or good quarterbacks either. You know, the Panthers, Saints, Cowboys, you know, didn't have Dak most of the year. Bears had a rookie. Giants had a terrible situation. Titans had a terrible situation. Colts had a terrible situation. The Patriots had a rookie as well. The Jags had Trevor Lawrence, but they went 4-13. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you know, maybe you can survive a bad rush defense consistently if you have a great quarterback. Maybe. Maybe you can do that. You know, you go to, like, you know, the year before in 2023, rush defenses. Arizona didn't make the playoffs. They had the worst. Denver didn't make the playoffs. They had the third worst. I think Seattle, with the second worst defense, may have made the playoffs. Then it was the Giants, Washington, Cincinnati did make the playoffs, right? In 23, the Jets didn't, the Colts didn't, the Panthers didn't. So what is that? 8 out of the top 10 did not make the postseason, did not end up with winning records.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, I bet if I went back through this through the years, the significant majority of your top 10 worst rush defenses do not end up with winning records. You got to stop the run in the NFL. You got to be able to run the football too. You know, you check rush offenses. You know, last year, if you're just going on yards, all right, here were the top rush offenses during the regular season. Baltimore a lot of wins, playoffs. Philadelphia, a lot of wins, Super Bowl. Washington, a lot of wins. Tampa was 4. The Packers were 5. The Lions were 6. Your top 6 rush offenses, playoff teams. Arizona, not. Indianapolis, not. And then Buffalo, yes. So that's 8 out of the 10 top 10 rush offenses made the postseason, and 9 out of the top out of the worst rush defenses had losing records and did not make it. So, yeah, I mean, that those things along with turnover margin, you know, these are things to look at typically during the course of the year. Maybe one of the things will become that we'll start paying attention to will be fourth down percentage, because that was one of the things on the list of why Washington would be a dumpster fire in 2025, that there's no possible way they can go 20 of 23 on fourth down conversions at 87%, an all-time best in the Super Bowl era. I don't know. When you've got a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, it's possible that that fourth down percentage is going to be high and is going to be higher than the rest of the league, or it's going to be in that top 5 range consistently. Maybe it won't be 20 of 23. And look, they needed a lot of those 20 of 23, and that was in the regular season. You know, the postseason was pretty damn good on fourth down as well. There were a lot of other reasons for them not being good in 2025. Interesting stuff. A lot of these things we've talked about. A lot of the other thing that was interesting to me, I knew that their average age on the roster was old, but Washington compared to the rest of the league, all right, they've got 30 players currently on their roster, 90-man roster, who are 29 years of age already or older. And the next most of players 29 or older is Falcons, Lions, and Texans at 19. So Washington's got 11 more players of that age. You know, the average age of their 90-man roster is the oldest in the league. Let's also keep in mind, they have some very old players on their team in Zach Ertz, in Bobby Wagner, and in Tressway. So that skews it really high. I would also suggest that their, you know, best and most important players are their quarterback, who's young, their linebacker on defense, who is 28 years old, in Frankie Louvu, a corner on defense, who was a rookie last year, in Mikey Sanristil, and, you know, Terry on offense, obviously going to be 30 years old this year. Interesting story. We spent some time on this yesterday. It's good fodder for this time of year. And there's a lot that's ridiculous about it, but there's a lot that is interesting. And I would just say, you know, to me, the number one area of concern, red flag, also a bit of a mystery, is can they be a much better defensive team than they were last year, specifically against the run? Because if they're not significantly improved in that area, they're likely going to find it very difficult to win 12. Can they win 9 or 10 and make the postseason with a bad defense and a bad run defense? I think they can with this quarterback and with this coordinator and some of the pieces they have on offense. But will they be a legitimate deep into the postseason threat? Probably not. So that's what needs to improve more than anything else. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What's the biggest red flag for Washington entering 2025? What is your biggest, this is a big, be careful what you're dreaming of. This is a true red flag on the 2025 season. The Philadelphia writer gave 10 reasons, 10 red flags. What's your one? 301-230-0980. We'll take calls on that. I've already pretty much given you my number one. It's defense, big picture, but specifically, it's run defense. But we'll take calls on that, and you'll hear what Austin Eckler said about Jaden Daniels entering year two when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, we are on the Team 980. You can also listen to us on the Team980.com, and you can watch us on the Team 980 YouTube page.
All right, the NBA draft was last night, and the selections are in for the Washington Wizards. Trey Johnson and Will Riley have officially made their way to town. Johnson is a lethal shooter, hitting nearly 40% of his threes last year at Texas, and Riley, a jumbo-sized playmaker with all the offensive tools to succeed at the NBA level. The draft continues tonight on ESPN, where the Wizards will hold the 43 overall pick. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have re-signed head coach Todd Bowles and GM Jason Light to multi-year contract extensions. Todd Bowles has been extended through 2028, and Jason Light will continue his role as GM as he enters his 12th season with the team. The Nats, they fall to the San Diego Padres yesterday. Mackenzie Gore had six innings pitch, giving up only five hits and one earned run, but Padres pitcher Nick Pivetta was throwing gas last night. He notched 10 strikeouts in just seven innings pitched. The Nats, they are off tonight and will continue the West Coast road trip tomorrow in Anaheim. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.